Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, November 26th, 2018. Today, in 2003, the Concorde made its final flight over Bristol, England. If you want to see how safe your living environment is, you can now do so with just a few clicks. The Berlin police have given the crime statistics a new look. These statistics have been published by the police every 2 years since 2008, previously in paper form or as PDF files. Now there's an interactive online version. The map shows a number of freely selectable parameters such as crime areas and visualizes the values of the frequency figures for different crimes, broken down by districts and district regions. According to police, the online version offers a number of additional possibilities compared to the previous version. The individual selection of the regions to be displayed or compared ensures greater flexibility in evaluation and a clear arrangement of the data. The presentation of the values now also extends over 6 years, from 2012 to 2017, instead of the previous 2 years. This allows regional development trends to be better illustrated. In the future, the data will also be updated on an annual basis instead of every 2 years. Berlin's not entirely new police chief Barbara Slovic said that, quote, "We have taken an important step towards greater transparency and citizen friendliness. With this program, everyone can now get a clear picture of the security situation in their own neighborhood." You can find the link to the interactive map in our show notes. After days of to and fro, the BVG opened up two of its stations Friday evening as emergency shelters for the homeless. From now on, people without permanent accommodation can stay overnight in the mezzanines of the underground stations Lichtenberg, U5, and Moritzplatz, U8. The change occurred after the Senate Social Administration had fulfilled its promises and had two portable toilets installed in front of each station. In addition, social workers from the City Mission and the Karuna Association are to take care of the overnighters there from the weekend. The BVG had initially declared that it no longer wanted to keep its stations open to the homeless in the winter, mainly for safety reasons. The lack of toilets also meant that the underground stations were not humane accommodations. Before the agreement was reached, several alternatives, such as opening unused train stations or a closed pedestrian tunnel at Alexanderplatz, were sought out, but then dismissed because they are either not suitable at all or would have to be rebuilt. The federal government will support the construction of the inter-religious House of One, planned in Berlin, with 10 million euros. The foundation House of One, Bet- und Lehrhaus, or House of One, Pray and Teaching House, announced on Friday in Berlin that the Bundestag had decided this during its budget deliberations. Foundation Chairman Roland Stolte spoke of a, quote, "important step towards the realization of this extraordinary peace project in the heart of Berlin." 500,000 euros will be made available in 2019 and 9.5 million euros in subsequent years. It is reported that the co-financing of the construction by the federal government will only take place, however, if the state of Berlin also participates with at least 10 million as well, and private donations of the same amount can be presented. At the beginning of the year, an information pavilion was opened at the building site of the House of One. The construction, made of wood and transparent plastic, is to serve as an information and event venue until the planned start of construction of the three religious house. The House of One is expected to be built from 2019 on Petriplatz in Berlin Mitte. The GDR government once had Berlin's oldest church, the Petri Church from the 13th century, demolished on the square. The house of one is to be built on the foundations of the old church and will house a synagogue, a church, and a mosque under one roof. Although the majority of Berliners are generally satisfied with the public transport in the city, two-thirds would like the subway network to be further expanded, despite the high costs. This is the result of the current Berlin Trend survey by RBB Abendschau and the Berliner Morgenpost, which was published on Friday. 58% of the respondents said that they were satisfied with the range and reliability of buses and trains in Berlin. 36%, on the other hand, are not satisfied with the offers. Irrespective of this, two-thirds would like the subway network to be expanded further. According to the results survey, the state of Berlin should accept the high costs for this. 57% were also in favor of more bus lanes and new tram lines, even if this would mean a loss of space for car traffic. A further result of the survey is that 58% of those surveyed can imagine that fare evasion is no longer treated as a criminal offense, but as an administrative one. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.